We always are happy when Dr. Kevin Most can make some time for us on Sunday morning, which pretty much is every single Sunday since the pandemic started.
Since March 12th.
Yeah. The chief medical officer, Northwestern's Central DuPage Hospital. Dr. Most, my friend, nice to have you with us. Hello.
Dean, always nice to be with you guys on Sunday. Nice to hear you guys laugh a little bit.
Yeah, sometimes you got to because, you know, the news... about the Delta variant and the COVID numbers continuing to go up, you know, just at a time, you know, a lot of people postpone things until the fall, you know, the fall that we're now approaching. And it doesn't look like fall's going to be so safe, does it?
No, you know, it really doesn't. This Delta variant's really certainly throwing a curveball at us. And, you know, kids going back into school and, hopefully some of the mitigation that Governor Pritzker put back in place will continue the slow that we at least seen a subtle slow, and we just hope that that continues. But now as we start to get into the fall and weather changes, we start to get in cooler temperatures, more people indoors, you know, we're certainly concerned.
So what would you advise parents now who are, you know, a lot of them sent their kids back to school for the first time last week, some will right after the Labor Day weekend. What kind of advice are you giving parents to keep their kids as safe as possible?
Yeah, you know, I think there's two things. One is not only what they're doing for their kids, but also the perception that their kids have of what is going on. I think it's something that we overlook when you see tension in the house over masking, and yet the child who's trying to figure out what do I want to keep my teacher happy? Do I want to keep my parents happy? What am I doing? That's putting stress on these kids that they really don't need. And we have to remember that asking kids to wear masks at school is actually protecting the parents, the grandparents, and the immunocompromised as much as it is protecting the kids. I'm sure you probably saw the story, you know, pretty scary out of Dade County, you know, in Miami. You know, they had like 15 deaths of teachers or of staff, I shouldn't say teachers, but of staff, school staff over the last 10 days. That catches everybody's attention.
I heard a story. Somebody told a story last night of a friend of a friend who, you know, they the parents are don't want to be vaccinated. The child did get vaccinated because the child is like a teenager, did get vaccinated. Now the parents don't want to be around their teenage child because they're afraid of whatever the child may spread to them as a result of being vaccinated. Just an example of some of the crazy stories that are out there that people are paying attention to.
Yeah, how ignorant and backward. You know, here's a child who stepped up and is actually did the right thing to protect his parents who haven't done the right thing. So sad that now you put this child at that time of his age and you've essentially cast him aside. Yeah. You know, what's going on in his mind?
Well, right, exactly. What's going on in the child's mind? But what in the world, how do you rationalize in your own mind that somebody who is vaccinated can give you something because of, like, you're going to get, like, cooties from the person who got the vaccination? I mean, that can't even happen, right?
It can't even come close to happening.
Right? It's not like the vaccination's going to ooze out of your skin. And you're, right?
But you could put a magnet on your
head. Seriously be vaccinated, correct?
Right.
How frustrating is it for you, Doc? I mean, I could hear your voice today. You sound a little, just a little frustrated, and I don't blame you. I don't know if you are in the medical profession. I don't see how you can't be just completely frustrated. Is it difficult? You know, we talk about the average person wanting to be normal, but from your standpoint in the medical community, how frustrating is it to see this continuing to be a problem when we will not just do the common sense thing?
Yeah, it's definitely frustrating, and I apologize. I try to stay as objective as I can.
But that's okay. I think it's yeah. Great that you're being you know,
honest
and, yeah. And, yeah. And genuine.
Well, you know, as professionals, you know, it mandates that we focus on the disease in front of us, not the behavior that contributed to the disease getting there. Whether it's someone who smokes cigarettes and has lung cancer. You know, there's plenty of behaviors or misbehaviors that do it. And as physicians, we need to continue with empathetic care and treat the disease. And again, not looking at the behaviors and not looking at the behaviors that may have contributed. Here's an illness where those people who are in the hospital right now, 99% of them are unvaccinated. Well, we as professionals and as physicians have to step up and care for those patients, regardless of the behavior, and hopefully do it in a very empathetic way. That's part of the oath that we took. And this healthcare profession has been pressed and squeezed so much over the last 18, 20 months. You're starting to see doctors and nurses saying, you know, I've had enough. I'm getting out of the profession. And that's the sad part.
You know, one of the top subjects being discussed now are booster shots. We're going to get into that in a moment. But one other thing that I noticed last week is story after story after story of people who have been vaccinated still getting COVID-19. Cubs manager David Ross, Cubs president Jed Hoyer, Gene Simmons from the group KISS, and Paul Stanley. Those are just, some that are coming to top of mind, but there were about 20 last week of people testing positive for COVID-19, even though they've been vaccinated. How does that happen?
Yeah, so, it's interesting when we talk about breakthrough cases, and I hope that the message gets across right. Individuals who have had these breakthrough cases are not being hospitalized. They have mild to moderate disease. But we're unfortunately seeing patients now, or we're seeing people now saying, oh, see, the vaccine doesn't work, therefore I'm not going to get it. And right. That's not the message. The message should be, even those who have been vaccinated who might get illness are not being hospitalized. That's what we talk about when we say that the vaccine is 95% effective. It's not 95% effective that you will never get the illness. It's 95% effective that you will not be hospitalized or die from the illness.
But how does that happen, though? I mean, the vaccination simply brings down the severity of the infection, doesn't protect you from getting the infection.
Correct. We know that the vaccine is not 100% effective, but it certainly has turned on our immune system to identify it. We have to remember that we made this vaccine based on the Alpha variant, the first one we noticed at January when we were like a year and a half ago, when we had already known the genetic sequence and we started to work on that vaccine. So certainly since it has variant, the variant of Delta has changed, the vaccine is not going to be 100%. Matter of fact, we've seen it drop down in some cases into the high 60s, mid 60s. But we have to remember that the CDC and science has said, hey, if we can get a vaccine that's 50% effective, that's going to be good as long as we all get vaccinated. Unfortunately, that's not what we're seeing.
Yeah. And so let's talk about how we can continue to protect ourselves, what we should know about booster shots. And we'll also get to your calls and comments for Dr. Kevin Most, 312-981-7200. Let's go to Mark on our phone line, 312-981-7200. You're on with Dr. Kevin Most. Mark, hi, you're on WGN.
Good morning, everybody. Doctor, we're planning on going to Paris on the 22nd of September. Is this a good idea?
Well, Mark, if you look at what's going on in Europe, and I would say if you're fully vaccinated and you're going to do all the mitigation that you can, I would say go right ahead. Be careful, but certainly you're seeing rates in Europe that are comparable to here right now. Hopefully you're going to be in a hotel that acts appropriately. But I would say if you're fully vaccinated, I would not cancel what could be a trip of a lifetime for you.
Thanks so much.
All right. That's good news, I guess, but you just got to be careful as you do, really just about everywhere, Kevin. We're talking about how even if you're vaccinated, that you still need to take precautions, which means masking and social distancing. Are we still at 6 feet for social distancing or less now?
Well, we're actually a little bit less now. We're looking more at 3 feet. And again, if you remember when that first came out, 6 feet, 15 minutes, all of the parameters, we did that when we didn't know much about the illness. So certainly we're starting to learn more about how contagious it is. But those who are fully vaccinated, you know, can be much more comfortable.
Here is a question about masks. Ask Dr. Most if cloth masks help stop the spread of the virus. I'm a teacher, and many of the students and staff have opted for a cloth mask instead of a medical-type mask. I also see people in schools and stores not wearing their masks over their nose and mouth. Well, I know the answer to the last part of that question about the nose and mouth. I actually noticed that at the Paramount. Well, they do require that you be vaccinated before you can be allowed into the theater, and you have to have your mask on. But, you know, once inside the theater, you know, masks are below the nose, are down around the chin. That's like not wearing a mask at all, right?
Correct. You know, it's a great chin warmer, but that's about it.
Right.
You know, there's been so much controversy about masks. So I'll try to sort it out as much as I can. The nice thing about the paper masks, the surgical masks that we're talking about, is they're standardized. We know how the companies make them, and we know what they are. Cloth masks, the exact opposite. Some are very thin, some are very thick. So it's hard to compare the two when you have variation in the cloth versus the paper masks, you know, that we're talking about. Everyone has been saying no one has shown that masks work. Well, yes, I'm sorry, but we have. So a huge study just came out, actually September 1st, done by Stanford University and Yale. It was done in an area, so well, how can you even do a study like this? But it was done in Bangladesh, highly populated, low vaccinated community, and it showed that there was a 35% decrease in the mask wearing population. So we certainly know that they work. I would say that we feel that two things about them. One is they certainly are an obstruction to get anything in or out of your body. And probably the most important thing, it stops us from touching our mouth and our nose because of the mask being in place.
Now, I know since I've been wearing the mask for the last basically year and a half, usually I'll get a cold once or twice. Nothing for me. I think because I'm not, you know, often when I'm sitting at my desk or on the computer, I'll, you know, put my hand up around my, you know, my chin or my face or near my mouth. And so I don't think I'm spreading germs to myself the way that I used to do that.
100%. Look at our flu numbers for last year. They were ridiculous. And it just shows the importance of masking for influenza as well. So Anybody who says that masks don't work and you have to and you really want the study, go ahead, Google it. You know, mask study, Stanford, just the data just came out. And then also just look at the mitigation of influenza last year and how few cases we had.
Let's get one in here real quick before the news. Sam, you're on WGN with Dr. Kevin Most.
Hi, I just have a brief question. My wife and I both got the Moderna vaccination in February. We'd like to get a booster. Do we have to wait for a Moderna booster, or can we get the Pfizer?
Well, two quick answers on that, Sam. One is great that you got Moderna. Moderna appears to be much better against the Delta variant, so that is good.
Yeah.
As far as boosters, we're a little bit ahead. You know, the cart's in front of the horse here. You know, the White House has come out saying 8 months and 5 months. The FDA and CDC have still not made their recommendation. Mm. They will be meeting all this week. They will probably have a recommendation, I would think, by the end of the week. The current thought process was go with the same vaccine you got.
Okay.
Do not hesitate to get that booster. You know, if you can't get Moderna, but you can get Pfizer, it's more important that you get the booster. But the science will be debated this week, and I think you'll see a recommendation coming out of the FDA and CDC. I can tell you all hospitals and health systems right now are thinking about, okay, that decision is going to be made. How are we going to put the logistics of this in place?
Sure. Yeah.
Sam, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Kevin, have a great holiday weekend. We appreciate you joining us. Thank you so much.
Take care, Dean. We'll talk soon.